Let's talk to Ariadne Tampion, the Outreach and Media Officer for Rail Future East Midlands Branch. Morning, Ariadne.
Good morning, Sarah. Good to talk to you this morning.
Oh, it's nice to have you on. What do you think of the plans?
First of all, may I start by explaining what Rail Future is? Because a lot of your listeners may be unfamiliar with our organisation.
Yeah, go on.
We're a rail advocacy organisation. So basically, we are a group of people, all volunteers, who believe that improving and expanding the railway can offer a large part of the solution to 21st century problems, in particular social inclusion and the climate emergency.
Okay,
so that's what we're all about.
All right, so do you think it's a good idea that people will be able to buy tickets on their phone, maybe find somebody, potentially, although from what John was saying, they might not be there, to help them rather than going to the ticket office, per se?
Oh, absolutely. I think this is a wonderful opportunity for the railways to move with the times and serve customers better in a 21st century way. But the problem is that, and this is the concern the RMT have, it has to be done in the right spirit and it has to be properly resourced.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, it has to be done with the intention of improving the service rather than cutting the service, and money has to be available to pay the staff, ideally more staff than we've already had rather than fewer staff, which your previous speaker was saying about cutting staff so that they'd serve several stations instead of one. I think that's totally unacceptable. There should be at least as many staff as there are now, and preferably more, because we want to improve and expand the railways.
And so what would you have those staff doing if they're not sitting behind a glass screen at a ticket office?
They would be out and about on the concourses and on the platforms. They'd be helping passengers in all sorts of ways, with luggage, with children, with boarding the train, with finding things on the station. I mean, how many of us have stood right under a sign saying ladies or gents and thought, where the heck's the loo? And then ticket vending machines, some people find them terribly confusing to use, and it's not always easy to find the best ticket. And selling tickets, of course. The members of staff could sell tickets. They could have sizable tablets with them, and so passengers who've got their tiny little phone screen, either that or the display, and want to know what's going on, it's a lot easier to find it on a larger screen than an old particular purpose screen or a tiny modern screen. So
yeah,
they can offer assistance with information for ongoing journey as well as actually selling the tickets.
All right, Ariadne, thank you very much. Ariadne Tampion is from Rail Future.